New Orleans public school students will spend most of January learning remotely due to the city's spike in coronavirus cases. Starting this week, schools must shift the majority of their classes online. The district-wide order will last for at least 2 weeks and allows very young students and students with special needs to keep learning in person at the discretion of their school. Education reporter Ari Yuhas has more.
The city is battling another surge of the coronavirus. And while health officials insist school buildings remain safe, they're concerned outside cases may start making their way in. At a recent press conference, New Orleans Health Director Dr. Jennifer Evegno described the reasoning behind the district's decision to shift to online learning.
They did not do it because what happens in the school is dangerous. They did it because the community is dangerous right now, and the community would bring the danger into the schools.
The district was still planning for an in-person semester as of December 30th and didn't change course until after students had returned from winter break the following Monday. Officials say the decision to pivot was based on a recent rise in the city's test positivity rate, which emerged early in the new year. But some teachers saw the decision as abrupt and poorly timed, prompted by backlash from the teachers' union rather than by the city's health data. Here's Encore Academy music teacher Nathaniel Money.
I feel like the reason that so many teachers were upset when they first announced we'd be going back is because we thought that the numbers looked like we weren't going back. So it's not just been like the last couple of days, it's been like the last couple of weeks. I feel like it's been pretty easy to see it coming for a while.
To transition back to online learning, schools spent the early part of this week distributing laptops and other learning supplies to families. At KIPP Leadership in the Marigny, teachers lined up out front, folding tables and laptop carts stretching the length of the block. Loud music made the drive-up event feel more like a block party. Families have had the option to learn exclusively online since the beginning of the school year, and about 40% of students are already learning at home. That means there's far fewer laptops to hand out this time around. Pre-K teacher Duval Hilbert says he isn't stressed about teaching online. He's gotten used to working with in-person and virtual students simultaneously. He said at this point, the biggest burden is on parents.
Ultimately, it does, fall on the parent, unfortunately, to have to, lift a little bit, and be able to work with their children and stuff. But I'm confident that they've already been doing that, and so they'll continue to have to keep doing that.
Angelina Foster is feeling that burden. Her kids have been learning in person. She says she understands the district's decision to close classrooms, but hopes they reopen soon.
They stay home, they get lazy on the computer. If they're in school, they're in there and they're learning their material, the actual material.
She's trying her best, but says she can't replace her children's teachers.
They need more education at school. I can't teach them everything school can teach them.
Many are looking at the state's vaccination effort as a way to ensure classroom safety and shore up teacher confidence. Third grade teacher Lauren Ulf says she's been largely comfortable teaching in person, but is still looking forward to getting vaccinated.
Obviously, the vaccine's a huge factor. I think that we would all feel a lot more comfortable coming back to the classroom once the vaccine's much more widely given out. I know teachers are kind of coming up soon, so we keep looking for that.
But, there's been a push to prioritize vaccination for teachers and other school-based staff. They aren't included in the current wave, but could be up next. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Yuhas.
Funding for the Education Desk comes from the Entergy Corporation.